Okay, yes, indeed. The Big E Sports Show rolls on at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and so does the college football season. It is rolling on, the latest rankings, and after the latest results, I think we're getting a better idea of what the committee values. It is time now to introduce our next guest on the Stuart Cadillac guest line, and that, of course, is ESPN's college football coverage, Bill Rozinski, Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Alyssa, my pleasure. It's been a while. I think we started chatting right before the season started, and as you just said, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's so true, and I know you've got a big call tomorrow night, Baylor, Oklahoma State. Perhaps we'll get into a little bit of that, but at the forefront of my mind is I'm thinking about just the latest shuffling that continues to take place in college football. I mean, 10 of the top 25 teams lost last week. And, of course, you were on call for one of those, the Alabama-Mississippi State. I had a chance to listen to you on that particular call. So after everything has come out, do you believe that the Crimson Tide, that they deserve that number one spot and that they're the best team in college football?
Good question. I don't know if I would put Alabama at number one, but I could see what the committee was thinking when they did this after that win over Mississippi State.
Okay.
Mississippi State was number one for a long, long time. Once they had some big wins earlier in the season. But, it's to me, you got Alabama at one right now. Oregon's at two. There's a lot of ACC fans wondering why Florida State isn't number one. They're ranked third. And then Mississippi State hung in there at four. I think there were some people, Alyssa, wondering if they might even drop out of the top four after the loss to Alabama. And then you got TCU, Ohio State, Baylor, all lurking in there. Ole Miss might still have a shot because Ole Miss has Mississippi State coming up, the Egg Bowl, later this month. So I've always said, Alyssa, when this whole process started, the selection committee, and that we were going to have four teams, we could argue about who's 1-2, and then you have the third team in there, but we're all focused on the fourth spot. Because that's the team. It's like the NCAA basketball tournament, Who's the last team in? Who's going to get a shot at this thing? And I think that's what we're going to be looking at here the last few weeks.
I ask you about Alabama being in that number one slot, but Mississippi State in the number four position. Do you think TCU should have been penciled in there?
Maybe. And we got to get down to this TCU-Baylor thing, too, because last I checked, Baylor still had a win over TCU. And I know there's people who are wondering why the committee has TCU higher than Baylor. But I had a chance to go through ESPN, flew a bunch of us up to Bristol about a month ago, and we participated in a mock selection committee process. And Jeff Long was there. In fact, the number of the people, because the committee's based in Dallas, and Jeff Long, the AD at Arkansas, who is the chairman of this committee, was in Bristol along with Bill Hancock and some other people, and they basically set up this TV studio like the setup that the committee members have every week. And we were all, and there were some 25 of us in the room, some of us were paired up as one of the selection committee members. And we went through the process. We picked the 2008 season because you could go through the whole year. And we went through the process. It was about 4 hours long in determining how the committee would determine. We went through the same things that they're doing in coming up with a final four. So back to your question about Mississippi State. What the committee does is they throw out, we had our rankings that came out Tuesday at 7:30. We're going to have another ranking this Tuesday at 7:30. And when the committee meets, basically, you throw out what happened the week before. You're starting from scratch. So when you look at Mississippi State, the reason they were number one is because they had wins, quality wins, we thought, at the time, over Texas A&M, Auburn, and LSU. All three teams were ranked pretty highly when Mississippi State beat them. But now you look at the rankings. Texas A&M has slipped off the map. LSU got shut out by Arkansas. They're nowhere to be found. Auburn is still there at 14. So if you're coming in fresh and you're looking at their body of work, forget what happened before. You just say, they beat these three teams, but two of them aren't even ranked anymore. So I'm impressed with where they went. That's why I thought they might fall out of the top four, but they hung in there. So this is what the committee does. It was really enlightening because of, just the the entire process and how they'll pick a number of the four teams, but they're also very concerned about the rest of the top 25 because those are going to pair up, those rankings at the end of the year are going to pair up other top bowl games, Fiesta Bowl, Orange Bowl, things like that. So they're not just looking at the top four, they're looking at the top 25.
Hey, Bill Rosinski from ESPN's college football coverage is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. And just out of curiosity, I mean, what criteria matters the most to you? I mean, are you talking about scheduling? I mean, you're talking about the Baylor Bears. Perhaps they should be ranked ahead of TCU. But you look at the Baylor Bears, I mean, they started off the season, Bill, SMU, Northwestern State, and at Buffalo.
But, you know, listen, you could look at a lot of teams. Who's Mississippi State played outside the SEC schedule? Now, you look at that SEC West and you think, oh, my goodness, it's a tough game every week. Yeah, okay, if you want to believe in that, that's fine. A lot of people on the West Coast don't even want to hear about it. They think it's Southern fried BCS stuff. One of my broadcast partners, David Norrie, who's my color analyst,
with
David and Joe Shad on the ESPN broadcast. David's a UCLA guy. I played quarterback there in the mid-late 80s, and he has been harping all year long. He thinks the Pac-12, top to bottom, is a stronger conference than the SEC. And you can make an argument for that with some of the teams, you know, that there's just more depth there. Now, are the best teams in the country in the Pac-12? Well, you got Oregon. You can make that argument. But after that, there's a big drop-off because you got UCLA ranked ninth. You know, there's better quality teams maybe in the SEC, but depth-wise, the Pac-12 might be better. So, you know, you can go through these arguments about who's doing what. I'm glad the committee has this and not. I like it much better than what the AP still gives us and the coaches poll still give us, because to me, I like Florida State where they are. You know, they're undefeated. I get that. But a lot of people are still talking about Florida State in this long winning streak. Well, forget last year. I don't want to hear about last year. You tell me what they've done this year, and they've won a lot of close games. I think they've been lucky to win some of these close games. So I don't think they should be number one, but I like them where they are in the top four.
Well, they are the only team in the top four that has an unscathed record. They are 10-0 right now. One of the things I want to ask you, let's just move ahead here. You know, reflecting back on the game against Alabama last week, what were your impressions of Amari Cooper and his performance against Mississippi State? Because he has a very special skill set, and he can be a highlight reel. What's your impressions of Amari?
Interesting question, because we had done the Alabama-LSU game the week before, and Amari Cooper may have played his worst game that I've ever seen because he dropped the ball four times.
Mm-hmm.
He still made some plays in that game, had a touchdown catch and a great run after the catch to help beat LSU, but he was coming off a real sloppy game for his skill set. He had a couple other drops in this game against Mississippi State, but when you want a big play, I still remember they hit that 50-yarder.
That 50-yard, yeah, that highlight reel one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50-yard, yeah. Yeah, he's got two defenders draped around him. He goes up and he makes the catch.
It was beautiful.
Down with it, you know, setting up at the one-yard line. He's special. He's, he's one of these guys who you've got to know where they are on the field constantly. I remember the game against Florida. I think he started out, he was wide. Nobody was within 20 yards of him, and I'm thinking, what kind of defense is this? How can you let this guy out the secondary with nobody around him?
Uh-huh.
One of the best receivers in the country. Is he in the Heisman category? Unfortunately, there's been two Heisman Trophy winners who were wide receivers, Desmond Howard and Tim Brown, and they were both special teams guys. So they got extra opportunities to catch the football. Cooper does not do that. He doesn't return kicks for Alabama. So and the problem is he had that bad game against LSU where he had the four drops. But he's a quality guy. I mean, you know, he's going to be a top pick in the draft, and he's fun to watch.
No doubt about it. Hey, Bill Rosinski's been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I knew I should have scheduled that we'd have you on for two segments. Time has just already flown by, and I wanted to get into just the impact that Lane Kiffin has had at Alabama, and he certainly has made a very big difference. So, and it adds a lot of intrigue, no doubt about it. Bill, listen, enjoy the game Saturday night, Baylor, Oklahoma State, and I promise we'll talk to you in the month of December, okay?
That's great, Alyssa, and from what I understand, 90% chance of rain on Saturday, so bring your galoshes.
Oh, well, it's not as bad as being up in the Northeast, right, and being just hammered by all that snow.
Well, I'm from Buffalo, so I'm glad I live in North Carolina.
That's right. Okay, stay with us. Much more is straight ahead at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.